at 6:20. This is KERA News. I'm Stephanie Kuo. You have about 40 minutes left to vote early in the Texas primary elections. Election day is Tuesday. We have a voter's guide at keranews.org. A Plano City Council member recently generated controversy when he posted a video on Facebook calling for a ban on Islam in schools. Tom Harrison apologized but will not resign, despite calls from the mayor to step down. As KERA's Stella Chavez reports, many in Plano say the council member's actions were a blow to the Muslim community.
On a recent weeknight, women, men, and children kneeled and prayed inside the Islamic Association of Collin County. The Plano Mosque opened in 2001. Since then, four other mosques have opened in Plano, a sign of the city's growing diversity. About 300,000 people live in Plano, and about half are white, and nearly a quarter are foreign-born. That's why members of the mosque, like Bilal Moon, say Plano Councilmember Tom Harrison's Facebook post was disappointing.
You hear about these things happening all across the country, the world, but then when it happens in your city, a city that I've grown up in and I've come to know as a very diverse city, when something like this rears its ugly head, it's shocking.
Moon thinks most Plano residents don't have negative views of Muslims or their religion. He points to how Muslims across Plano and Collin County have reached out to different religious and ethnic groups. The goal, help others better understand Islam.
It's not something that we should have to do, but it's a burden that most minority groups tend to deal with anyways. And we've risen to that occasion, whether it be these open houses that we hold at our mosque. Our medical and dental clinic are open to the greater community. We've been engaged with the food bank for so many years now.
The mosque also hosts an interfaith event during Islam's holy month of Ramadan. That's when Muslims fast from sunrise to sunset. Other North Texas mosques have also had open houses and panel discussions on different issues, like sexual harassment and immigration. Nafis Bathan is president of the Islamic Association of Collin County.
Our policy is an open-door policy. Anyone who is interested to learn about our culture, our religion, most welcome. We join hands with them. We go to their places too. We go to churches, we go to synagogues, you know, we take part into their activities. We are a very inclusive community, you know.
Members of the Plano City Council say they also want to be inclusive. They and the mayor called on Councilmember Tom Harrison to step down after his controversial Facebook message. The post encouraged President Trump to ban Islam in schools. Days after the post, the city council held a special meeting to censure Harrison. Several council members said they were concerned about other social media messages Harrison had posted. Harrison defended himself and said he wouldn't resign.
I am not xenophobic. I am not a bigot. I am not a racist. What I am is someone who was elected, told people I would do a job for everyone in Plano.
At that meeting, Deputy Mayor Pro Tem Ron Kelly says it's his duty to serve all residents in the city. He apologized to those who were hurt by Harrison's post.
I talked to several leaders in the Muslim community. I have to be honest with you, I was heartbroken with what they shared with me.
Longtime Plano resident Shaheen Salam describes how she felt after seeing Harrison's Facebook post.
At first, I couldn't believe it. It was unbelievable. If it had come from an ordinary citizen, probably I would not have felt so shocked. But when I saw that, I said, how can this be possible?
Salam has spent 20 years educating people about Islam. As co-chair of the city's multicultural outreach roundtable, she helps plan educational events and meetups. She also takes community concerns to the city council.
And I said, what should I do? What am I going to do about this?
One thing Salam and others are doing, they're signing a petition to recall Harrison. The petition needs 2,800 signatures. If enough people sign it, the city council would have to call for an election in November. Salam says what Harrison shared on social media affects all of Plano.
It is not just the Muslim community that has been impacted. This could happen to any community down the road. It has happened to the Japanese, to the Jews, to the Italians. This has got to stop.
Salam hopes speaking out will stop others from repeating that history. Stella Chavez, KERA News.
Ron Muick's sculptures of people are so realistic, they are startling. You can see every pore and hair. And this week started the State of the Arts conversation. KERA's Anne Bothwell talks with Fort Worth Modern curator Andrea Carnes about Muick's latest exhibition.
The last time Ron Muick was at the Fort Worth Modern, mm-hmm. it was a blockbuster show. It mm-hmm. broke attendance records.
Yes.
What is it about his work that resonates so deeply?
Contemporary art especially can be difficult for viewers. Some people are intimidated by it. Sometimes it's hard to warm up to something. And any time we see our own likeness, whether it's in a photograph, a painting, a sculpture, it's sort of an automatic access. We can relate. To me, the work is pretty existential. It relates deeply to what it means to be human, but it's complex. It's not an automatic read. So you want to spend time with the piece. You're drawn into it.
I think when people think about Ron Muick, they think about the hyper-realism. But I know to you, there's much more to his work than that.
The hyper-real thing is interesting because that's how Muick's work often gets described. And the reason is because we all, when we see it, just can't believe how real everything looks. You can see every pore, every hair follicle. There are two things about that. It's not really hyper-real because certain things on each work are out of proportion. Because what Ron Muick is going for is the feeling of whatever is being portrayed more than accuracy. It's more like if you see a couple under an umbrella, which are these two elderly people sunbathing together under an umbrella. It's in the exhibition. It's 14 feet long. Anatomically, it's not perfect, the piece, but no one notices that. You get the feeling of how your hands and feet are swollen when you're in the sun and on the sand in the summertime. And there are things about the work that Muick leaves accuracy to gain a feeling. I think a lot of people come to the exhibition expecting one thing, this unbelievable portrayal of something that is hyper-real. But what you leave with is something completely different, I think, which is this sort of empathy or emotional response to what it means to be human. That's really what the works are about, more than accuracy.
He also likes to play with scale. His pieces are lifelike, but not necessarily life-size.
Right.
What's that about?
I think that also contributes to how we read them. If everything was just life-size, then we really would be focused on accuracy. But because everything is smaller than life or larger than life, it changes our response. In our exhibition, we have the work that's in the Modern's permanent collection called Seated Woman. She looks like she's probably in her mid-80s with her hands clasped in front of her and kind of leaning forward. And she is 2 feet high, I think. And there's something, again, about that scale that speaks to the point in life that she's in where her physical self is fragile and she's vulnerable. And that comes across through scale. And I think that Muick understands that if everything was life-size, it wouldn't have the same impact on how we view it.
How has his work changed, or has it?
Ron Muick is in a conversation with the history of sculpture and also with the history of painting. There's a work in the exhibition called Drift, and it's a man who looks like he's in a swimming pool or in the ocean on a raft with sunglasses and a bathing suit on. And the wall behind him is painted blue. Because the piece is hanging on the wall, that tells us that Ron Muick is working with and against the history of sculpture, because paintings generally hang on the wall. And this piece, even though it's three-dimensional, you can't walk around it. It's meant to be viewed from the front like a painting. It also kind of, you know, if you think about it, looks like a crucifix. The guy's arms are fallen out to his sides, and then his body is straight up and down. For me, that speaks to religious iconography and paintings. I think he's still engaged, but maybe even more engaged with art history. To me, that's the change in his work.
Andrea Carnes, thank you so much.
Thank you. That was my pleasure.
It's 6:30. This is KERA News.